Yaakov Sharla. If you look at that pasuk, there are differences of opinion about
it. Right, but what did your Rebbe say?
There are differences of opinion on that pasuk as to whether or not you follow your Rebbe, no matter what.
The whole world says no, your Rebbe. The whole world says yes, your Rebbe says no.
Can I answer you this?
To follow. There aren't different.
The Stadman Rebbe lives in America, right? The Rebbe just said, and they took a charter for the Stadman Rebbe. When did they take a charter leave?
That's your problem.
What did they leave?
Wait a minute, answer it.
And what did they leave?
How come they're there?
How come they're on Eretz Yisrael?
And he's the president of the Torah Council.
He was the president here and the Torah Council.
So there's
something else. And they leave in Eretz Yisrael. How come? That's the answer.
Okay.
My wife.
Just please, take a look now. Let's get to Rav Kook's thinking. Please turn to page 3 of this passage. We'll first take care of that. Tosfos Hoya Rabbeinu Chaim Omer. Ben Chaim says that it's no mitzvah today, especially because you cannot observe the mitzvahs HaTlius Ba'aretz, and what's more, by going, it'll be a disadvantage to you. You'll create situations where you'll have an onesh rather than the schar of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael.
We shouldn't follow Shabbos.
Hold on. Investigate what he's saying first before you fight it. In the top hand corner, quoted from Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, Hinei ala Tosfos, the Shili Ksubos, concerning the Tosfos at the end of Ksubos, which we just learned, Be'ikuv ha'aliyah le'Eretz Yisrael, discouraging people from going on aliyah. Halo yidu'ahi, it is well known, Hachlatat HaMaharit, Rabbi Yosef Trani, who was a Rishon, that this Tosfos, Eize Talmid To'eh Kosavze, this is not an original Tosfos, but this is a half-baked transcription of a Talmud, V'lav D'samcho, and this is not the Rabbeinu Chaim who knew what he was talking about. And to show you that most people agreed with this, Chein Hevi Apischei Tshuva, famous commentary on Yosef Kalim, commentary on Shulchan Aruch, Be'Evin Ha'ezer, Simon Ayin Hei, that what? B'Shein Kol HaPoskim Rishonim Ba'achronim, early and later poskim, Shekayemes Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh, unlike this Tosfos, Koramban, the way the Ramban says that today it's a mitzvah sasei midaraisa to go on aliyah, uke maharit, and the way the maharit said also.
I'm sorry,
Wait. Stop right there. As long as you implicate the Ramban, then let's take a look at what the Ramban says. If you'll take a look, two pages later on page 5, you'll see where the Ramban comes in. For those of you who are not familiar with the left-hand side of the page, you have a page here, or part of a page, that I reprinted from the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Ramban disagrees with certain calculations of the Rambam, certain mitzvahs that he did put in, certain mitzvahs that he didn't put in, and the disagreement is over whether these should be in the list of Taryag. That's the issue. In the back of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, La Ramban, in the standard editions, you have these mitzvahs written. The fourth mitzvah of this addendum that the Ramban has, the Ramban maintains that the fourth mitzvah that should be put in, that the Rambam doesn't put in, is Shenitztavinu l'Oreshes Ha'oretz Asher Nosan Hokel Yisalel Avoseinu L'Avon Mitzvah Kol Yaakov V'lo Na'azvo B'Yad Zul Oseinu, that we've got to go ahead and inherit the land. And on line 2, those words are important. V'lo Na'azvo B'Yad Zul Oseinu Min Ha'umos, we are not to allow it to the best of our power in the hands of others among the nations, or to allow it to be devoid of civilization, and the quote from the Chumash is, quote, V'horashtem es ha'aretz, you shall inherit the land, v'yishavtem bo, and live in it, ki lachem nosati es ha'aretz l'aretz yisoso. Because the whole reason that I gave it to you is for you to sit there. Not a bunch of kakamemis or komenis or whatever you want. V'hisnachaltem es ha'aretz asher nishbati la'avoseichem. V'hisnachaltem means you will make nachalo for yourself. Lashon Yisrael, it's reflexive. You will make it the Nachala in the land Hashem Nishbati Lavosechem, the same land that I gave.
So this is really the Machloket here with the Tosafot. Because the Tosafot is going according to the way the Rama holds that the Yishuv is not a mitzvah in and of itself. It's only a basis for other mitzvahs. He's holding, if you can't do the other mitzvot, there's no purpose in going. 100%. And the Ramban here is holding,
right.
No, in and of itself, whatever else you're going to do, that's going to be a mitzvah if you live there. If you don't do any of the other things attached to it, this is a mitzvah by itself.
Now, in Shulz Marit, Rabbi Yudha Prani, he has a long statement on this. In Pashtus right here, we have to say, that the Maharit held that this Tosfos is simply wrong. It's wrong not that he disagrees with Tosfos, but that the text of Tosfos is a distorted text. Tosfos never really held this way. Simple as that. And that's a separate issue altogether.
Yeah.
That's a separate issue altogether. So we can learn your way. It's really a Machlokas Tosfos in Ramban. Machlokas Rishon. But the way Maharit learned it was different. He discredits Tosfos. Shabeshtari, mishabeshtari. It's totally wrong. Rabbeinu Chaim never said it. And some idiot sitting in the back wrote it, and he became a Talmud Chacham, and that's what he thought. I use idiot, but I don't mean it to insult. It was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tosfos. Okay? He wrote it. He wrote it incorrectly. He heard it wrong. That's not what was meant. So that's it's a different way of dealing with the problem. And there's less credibility to the process that way.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we'll ever solve that problem. Nonetheless, the Ramban writes the way he does. Now,
how did the Ramban explain the Yirmiyahu?
That was only
for 60, 70 years.
Just a minute. There was a tzav to a Navi, there was an imperative that was conveyed to a Navi, that for 70 years this mitzvah is dechuya, is superseded.
English Shemayim, they have,
what do you mean?
They have a right to, I'd see for a week, a year,
That's
70 years.
So I don't care if it's 170 years, 1,070 years, it was said to the Yirmiyahu Navi, it was finished. The Novi says.
What halachic basis?
What halachic basis?
Hashem spoke to him. What are you
doing?
The halachic.
He has no right to do that.
Excuse me. Mike, listen to what you're saying. Lo bashamayim. He is when there are no neviim. When there are neviim, it's bashamayim. He and the Rebbeinu Shlom communicates to the neviim.
Really?
Yeah, really.
He didn't decide.
Really?
He didn't decide.
I thought you brought him to town to go someplace.
Not when neviim are around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a Navi, this is the way. And if you don't listen to him, you're up. You're going to have your skin. Once,
if a Novi comes over and tells me not to follow a part of the Torah,
Mike, your selective hearing or quoting is very disturbing because you know the context of Lo Bashamayim He, the Machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and Chachomim. Rabbi Eliezer went ahead and says, "I have a baskol min Hashemayim," but Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol was a Tana already, and in times of Tanoim there was no Nevuah. And the only thing that imposed a halachic norm was a Bezdin, a Sanhedrin. Don't you bring me back Nevuah. Nevuah doesn't exist anymore. But when Nevuah did exist, the Navi was the Kaveah. The Navi was the one who said what was going to be and what was not going to be. Ko amar Hashem. This is what God told me. Now either listen or don't. You'll pay the consequences. Yirmiyahu is talking here. But Yirmiyahu is a Navi Emes. But in retrospect, Yirmiyahu was a Navi Emes.
He's not.
No one ever doubted.
He's not telling you forever. He's telling you for
70 years the mitzvah suspended.
He tells you you're Bogi Yisrael. Why are you arguing? He tells you
now.
What if he told you not to follow Shabbos for 70 years?
So we have a halacha about that. Then he's a nohu shekia.
Then you don't. I mean, Yirmiyahu told you to do that.
Yeah, then he's a. He did not tell you to do that. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this mitzvah shall not be operative for 70 years. In the 71st year, when I come and bring you the Geula, then it's operative again. Ezra and Nehemiah go. Now, what did the Jews do then? 80% of them sat in Bavel. And 20% went. And we paid for it, as we learned in Masechet Sanhedrin. If things were such that everyone went on Aliyah that time, Mashiach would have been here and finished. It wouldn't have been a second Churban. Continue in line 9. The middle of the line, you see there's an olive there. The olive there is a footnote, it's for the footnotes of the other parish called the Megillas Esther.
Uh-huh.
And that's where he picks up, you'll see the olive.
Uh-huh.
But the Ramban, it's a, what's a, it's the olive for a footnote.
Yeah.
Line 9 in the Ramban. Vezohi shechachomim kol'im osam milchemes mitzvah. And it's this aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, to wrest it away from the hands of goyim, that is called milchemes mitzvah, says the Ramban. V'chein omru b'gemor sota. And he bases his words on the Gemara in Sota. What Yehoshua did to conquer Eretz Yisrael in 31 wars from the nations, divrei hakol chova, that is a mitzvah's chova, it's a mitzvah. Yehoshua's dogged, but when dogged went ahead to expand into Saudi Arabia and other places, laharvocha, to give you more room, divrei hakol reshus. That wasn't a mitzvah, it was optional. V'lashon sifrei, and if you look in the Medrash Halacha of Sifrei, v'yerashta, alright, you will inherit it, v'yeshafta bo is the pasuk in Chumash, and you'll sit there, says the Sifrei, b'schus shetirash, as a reward for the fight that you'll have to put up in order to wrestle it away from other nations, teshev. You'll ultimately have the serenity to be able to sit in Eretz Yisrael. But without the previous shvichas domin, the life-giving substance that is going to take to wrestle back the land for yourselves from those who are living who are not Jewish, you will not be able to have the schus, you will not be able to have the schar of sitting over there.
I remember, by the way, that this issue, remember, I talked with you about this, I remember when I was in Israel during the 73 war, that in Mecca Zarab there was like huge controversy over this issue. Rav Shapiro, I think, is now the Rav HaRashi, Ashkenazic Rav HaRashi. So he came and gave a shiur that the 73 war, he held that the 73 war, it's not a Mohammed mitzvah. It was a mitzvah to fight, but it wasn't a Mohammed mitzvah. Tzvi Yehuda held that it was a Mohammed mitzvah. And this was a controversy.
67 or 73?
73. So in 67, I was there, but I wasn't there. In
73 was Yom Kippur War.
Yeah, and there was a big controversy. The big controversy was a Mohammed mitzvah or whether it was a mitzvah to fight.
Remember what the issue was the Sinai. Was do we cross over and around again to take back to encircle the Egyptian army and
Sinai is not Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, so that's the machlok.
Sinai is not Eretz Yisrael. That's right. That's the problem.
But there's another issue. But there is another issue. There is another case where there's Mochemes Mitzvah. Habola Hogicho.
Hashem
Le'Ogo. Do we wipe out that army, that Egyptian army, now once and for all decisively or not? And Kissinger got involved. Kissinger paskin da halacha.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go. Let him back off. That was the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you continue in this Ramban on line 26, if you continue in the Ramban.
Yeah, but what is interesting.
Hold on. I hear what you're saying. Okay? Yeah, well, every word, but I won't be able to make the point. If you continue on line 26, right before, and I admit I'm leaving out, right before the bays, five words before the bays, Harei Tavinu. And the part that we're leaving out, that Ramban works out and concludes, here is your mitzvah, bekibush bechol hadoros. That this is a mitzvah, so I say, in every single generation. So what you're saying, Mike, I hear what you're saying. 70 years. So I need a Novi to suspend the mitzvah. It's not the first time, it's called Haras Shah. And Yoha Novi did the same thing. Other Nevi'im did the same thing. Halacha accommodates for that. As long as he's proven to be in the VMS, and no one ever doubted that Eliyahu HaNavi was a Navi Sheker, and no one certainly ever doubted as far as Yirmiyahu was concerned. Beis. The Omer Ani, and I say, Ki HaMitzvah SheHachamim Mafligim Bo. The mitzvah which Chachamim so emphasize, and become, the Haflig means they become, you know, they take off, they're in outer space, that they become so excited about. V'hu Dirat Eretz Yisrael. And this is living in Eretz Yisrael, Ad She'amru, so to the extent that they went, and they said in Ksubas Daf Kuf, Kol HaYotzei Mimena, anyone who goes ahead and leaves it, V'dor B'chutz Al Ha'aretz, to go ahead and live outside, is Yehei Be'inecho Ka'oved Avodah Zarah. You see him on the street, and you have got to say that he is an Oved Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Mike, you go tell him, and in 77, 76, I lived now in Sisol, I left. And I mean, Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's the answer to all that. That's the answer. The Rambam.
Can you mark it? Shuni Ayam. How many people say it? You say it on this basis.
All right. And again, in line 30, he continues the same way. In Cain, in the middle of the line.
See, but I'd rather live among Avodah Zarah worshippers like you than to live in.
Yeah. That's the way the Reform think also. In Cain, in the middle of the line, line 30. In Cain, he mitzvah saseh again. He concludes, based on what we just skipped, this is a mitzvah saseh ledoros forever. Mischayev kol echod mimenu, and everyone is duty bound by it. Afilu bisman golus, even when we're in this golus kayadua, as is well known by Talmud, but habim komos albe. And remind you that the Ramban went on Aliyah to save his life from Spain to Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim at age 70.
Who?
Ramban went on Aliyah at age 70. 70, and most of his Perish and Chumash was written in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim.
Wow.
Most of his parish.
How old was he when he died?
8. I don't know exactly. He lived a few years, but as a result of him coming, the settlement in Yerushalayim was revitalized.
What does the top of the page say?
Now hold on a second. Gimel, line 31. V'lashon Sifrei, let me quote, says the Ramban, another segment of the Medrash Halacha Sifrei, Maaseh b'Rav Yehuda ben Beserah, and also b'Rav Masya ben Chorosh, and also Rabbi Chanina ben Achi, b'Rav Yeshua b'Rav Noson, shehayu yotzim chutzal la'oretz, all Tanoim, v'igiyu l'Paltia, they reached the border of Paltia.
Where's Paltia?
Northward, towards Bava. V'zachru es Eretz Yisrael, and suddenly they remembered that where they were leaving. V'zachru es Einehem, and they looked back once again. Zolgu dimoseihem, and their cheeks were full of their tears. And at that point, kor'u bigdeihem, they ripped kriya at the border. V'kor'u hamikra, and they said this pasuk, hazeh v'yerishto, you will inherit this land and you will live there. The Shamalta, and you better be careful to do this. Ve'omru, and this is why
that's what they say.
We say Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael Shkulo Kineged Kol HaMitzvos.
I get it.
What can I tell you? You see, there's no two ways about it that the Ramban didn't hold like this.
Yeah.
I had to learn this Ramban. However, it is not so simple to learn that Tosfos was mistaken. In other words, that this is a Tosfos of a Talmud. It's not. Because the Perush, Megillas Esther, which again is one of the standard Perushim on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, which is right next to this Ramban, take a look at where he disagrees.
He was just saying that the Rambam seems to hold close to the Tosfos.
Okay. Nira Lee, in the right hand column of under the Megillas Esther, Nira Lee, it seems to me on this mitzvah dalet, he says, Kima Shalom No Harav, that the reason that the Rambam didn't put this in is one of the mitzvahs, and that's a shiur in Rambam altogether different, separate from here. What the Rambam's reason was for not putting this mitzvah in specifically in the Loshon, in the language and the style of the Rambam. Is Nir Ali says, it's my opinion, who the fisha mitzvahs Yerusha Sa'oritz v'yeshivaso, that inheriting the land and living there is lo nohago, is not a mitzvah in force, rak bimei Moshe Yoshua v'David, is only a mitzvah in the times of Moshe, Yoshua, and David. And please extract what he is saying. What happens in the times of Moshe? What happens in the times of Yoshua? And what happens in the times of David that happens at no other time? What's one element that joins all of these three generations? Huh?
Sovereignty
on the basis of what? Total Achdus. Everyone agreed to one leader. Everyone agrees. David HaMelech unites all 12 Shvatim. Yehoshua leads all 12 Shvatim. Moshe Rabbeinu led all 12 Shvatim. Which is something that you don't have at any other time. As long as Golus didn't take place, that's when the mitzvah was in force. But once Golus took place, in other words, the debilitating part of Golus is fragmentation. This mitzvah is not in force or valid until Yemos HaMoshiach. But once again, that is the key element. There's going to be total unanimity in terms of action and in thought to be able to bring us together again. That is Mashiach. Ki adarava. For quite the contrary, says the Megillas Esther. Today, nitztavinu lufi masha amru b'sof ksubas. There is another piece of Gemara that I stopped at, which we will get to the next time. And there in the Gemara, in the same page that we were learning just before, there's a different story altogether. Trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita, not to leave Bavel. And that is based on Shelo Nimrod Ba'umos, that we don't revolt against the nations of the world. To go ahead and conquer with might, with brute force, to conquer Eretz Yisrael. V'halchichu. And the pasuk tells you that you're not allowed to do it. Mi pasuk hishbati aschem benos Yerushalayim in Shir Hashirim, I made you swear a shvuah. And then the word hishbati appears three times, as we will learn in our next segment. This shvuah of the gimel shvuahs, that we call it, the three times that Bnei Yisrael swore in Bavel that they weren't going to do anything to upset the apple cart during these 70 years. And one of the shvuahs, Yishmati Yisrael Benos Yerushalayim, Im To'iru V'im To'orehu, if you will start to get jittery. And when you start getting jittery, you know, especially the young ones, they got a lot of energy over there. Where are the young ones going? Arza, Alino, Arza. You know, you're going to start singing songs, these Zionist songs, and woo, take off. Because you know where they're going to leave. They're leaving the Beis Medrash. You see. So this issue was a world issue, a world-class issue, as we say today. Second, not even, to the PLO and to the Miyuki. These issues were... Families were split. We see it on the Rabbanon. and these machlokasim had to be adjudicated in family court, and here are the rules for adjudication. Does she get exuba? Does he have to pay exuba? Who goes? Who determines? Does she call the shots or does he call the shots? So this is not a very simple issue. Now if you take a look at the bays, Umasha Maharamban 6, line 6. Umasha Maharamban, where the Aleph is printed, Shachachamim amru ki kibush haaretz hi milchemes mitzvah, that conquering Eretz Yisrael is a milchemes mitzvah, zeu kasher lo niyeh meshubadim lumos, when we don't have to be under the control of the nations, of the empires around. And now that we are under the control of the nations around, what the Ramban is saying is suspicious, is wrong. And Umasha Amar Od in Beis, footnote Beis, Shachachamim hifligu b'shevach diras haaretz, that Chachamim was so exaggerated the importance and emphasized the importance beyond all expectation of living in Eretz Yisrael. Says Megillas Esther, says Dafka bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim. That's only when there's a beis hamikdash. Aval achshav today, ein mitzvah lagur ba. It's not mitzvah to live there, just like the Rabbeinu Chaim. You see, so you can't.
Who wrote mitzvah dalet? Who wrote this part?
Who wrote the Megillas Esther? You'll excuse me, I don't have a sefer here, but I'm telling you that he's from the Rishayim. You see. The Chaim Pershu HaTosfos. So Megillas Esther holds that Tosfos held this way. Shom Gabe Hu Amar La'alos. Okay? So he learns, the Megillas Esther learns, that this the way it is. Good. So, no two ways about it. Okay? There are no two ways about it. If I have a machlokes, okay, if I have a machlokes between the Ramban and this Megillas Esther, and I'm keeping in the dark about who he is, how good he is, but what would your gut feeling say? Who did most of the world hold by? Probably the Ramban. Probably the Ramban.
Well, I would say the Hefech. I mean, yeah. Because no one went to Aliyah. So I mean, so they had to hold what
they
like
this.
What I just said is not mine. It's your Rebbe of Siyuda, all of our Rebbe. If you'll take a look at the right hand column, which is again a quotation from Rab Siyuda, beginning with line 18, Val Gabei Kol Zeh. In other words, we'll yet do the whole thing. Milvad ma shekemuvan bal hamegilas Esther. It's obvious, he says, kamuvan, that the author of the perush Megillas Esther in kol hashibuto kudushato, with all of his fundamental importance in learning and his holiness as a Talmid Chacham, eino b'cheshbon l'umat haRamban. When you put him side by side with the authority of the Ramban, he just doesn't shehu, that the Ramban nikra avihen shel Yisrael, is called the father of Bnei Yisrael. This is not, what's his name? This is not Rav Tzvi Yehuda, this happens to be his father. Because his father held that there are two models, the Rambam and his philosophy, and the Ramban and his Kabbalah. And Rav Kook, the father, Rabbaron, Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, blended in his philosophy the Rambam with the Ramban. That was it, and he maintained that these are the two pillars on which the Torah world learns. Umimenu kama halachos b'shulchan aruch. Rav Tzvi Yehuda says, if you look at the Ramban is a primary source for the Shulchan Aruch. Umimigilas Esther ain't at halacha achas. Even though he's a Roy Rishon, you don't have any halachas that are quoted in the name of Megillas Esther. Halo Goluya Barur, so it has become crystal clear and obvious. Hu Sharamban Yada as Divrei Kodshim or Divrei Kedoshim Shel Chazal Biksuvas Kuf Yud Aleph, that the Ramban knew exactly what the Gemara says, and not only did he know it, but the way he learned it differently. Ela Shekan Bedeiro Halacha Shelo B'Seifa HaMitzvos Lo Hofia B'Tol Mekubal Ela Kebal Halacha HaNigleit. And if should you want to say that the Ramban is talking here in the Sefer HaMitzvos Kabbalah, the pnimius, the internal ideal, some kind of fantasy, the ideal way of constructing the Jewish world, this is nonsense. He's talking halacha here, not Kabbalah. Kabbalah he talks in his Chumash Sefer. his perish there. This is pure bread halacha. So I have a machlokas between the Ramban on one hand and the Megillas Esther on the other hand. I have to determine who is of the greater. Comes up to you and says, hands down, it's Ramban. Hands down, it's Ramban. Whether people agree or not is totally irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. You know why, Mike? Because sitting here today, 98-97% of the people don't keep Shabbos. Does that mean that that is the kovea that's going to establish the norm? 97% of all those who call themselves Jews don't keep Shabbos today.
Correct.
Don't eat kosher today. Correct?
Correct.
So that's the kovea? Because most people don't go to Eretz Yisrael, that is going to determine? That's not the issue. The issue is what's the halacha, and the Ramban goes ahead and states it the way it was. So this machlokas, the way we see it here,
so
this machlokas,
says the reason the Ramban is more correct is because he's greater.
He's a greater authority. Right? He's a greater authority. No two ways about it. And throughout history, he's proven to be the great.
Except for one thing. I think you might say that Rambam is at least a great authority as Ramban.
Yeah, no.
And he's probably quoted more times in the Shulchan Aruch than Ramban, using the measure.
So Avkut disagrees with that. He said these are two legs, that these are two pillars, and you cannot remove one and have the other only.
Megillas Esther knew what the Ramban said, knew that he was a great person. Probably if you asked Megillas Esther, he would say that Ramban was greater than he was. He learned what he said, and yet he still came up with this conclusion.
Sure.
The later Rabbanim, who have a right to disagree with former Rabbanim, they learn what they say, they learn what their opponent said, and they choose. And based on learning, they choose what they want.
Mm-hmm.
To compare, to say that Rav Moshe is less of an authority than the Rambam, and therefore whatever Rav Moshe says, which the Rambam has a different opinion, you throw out what Rav Moshe says, the Rambam, who's obviously greater, has a different opinion.
You can't. That's an incorrect argument. One thing about the Megillas Esther,
excuse me a second. Why is it incorrect?
Because Reb Moshe has studied the Rambam,
knows
what he said. He may not have been able to drive everything himself, but he has his wisdom in front of him. He has the Rambams, he has all the other Chachamim who lived at the time of the Rambam, and later he puts them all together and reaches a conclusion.
Mike, humanity, let me give you a very simple answer. It may sound sophisticated, but it's a very simple answer. Let me tell you something. There are certain ways that we decide sfeikus. We just don't know, do we go this way, do we go that way? One of those ways is Bori Veshema, Bori Odif, if you know for sure, based on observation. You don't know the other way, if for sure, so you take the sure road. One of the, another such rule is, you take a look in the perspective of time. Whom do most people follow? If you will acknowledge that there is a legitimate machlokas here, the Ramban on the one hand, and the Shitas HaTosfos on the other hand, okay? So according to Rav Tzvi Yehuda, the Tosfos is discredited, and you don't even consider it, okay? But you have to look at the Megillas Esther. So I have the Ramban versus the Megillas Esther, okay? I had to take a choice between the Ramban and the Megillas Esther. Everyone agrees that the Ramban is a more universal posek, and he proves it. He's in Shulchan Aruch, and that's legitimate, Mike. If you don't know and you have a suffix,
were they contemporaries?
What? It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Here you're complicating it.
I'm asking you.
But I asked for a simplistic answer. And the simplistic answer was, if you don't know, you have a suffix, you have a machlokas this way and that way. A machlokas that we inherited from where? From the Gemara itself. From the Gemara itself is locked into this issue. Does the Gemara come to any conclusion? All right, I admit, I haven't taken you through the whole Gemara. But here you see from the stories of Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand, and his edict, his dictum, if you leave Bogel, you're a chote. I will not, I'd act with you the same way if you didn't put on tefillin. And Rav Zeira, do you know who Rav Zeira is? A Talmid should do that in the face of a Rebbe? Rav Abba?
So you see that this wasn't an issue that had clear and precise parameters. As we started out, what did Das Torah say? Remember that? What did Das Torah say in the Gemara? Go in Aliyah or don't go in Aliyah?
Said to go.
Das Torah said to go.
Who originated the phrase Das Torah?
Ah, bingo. For our second or maybe even third segment. You see, this is the issue. Here's the issue.
Sounds like a word used to win an argument.
Okay, here's the issue. All right. Hold. Fine. You see. But let's not get down into the muck and the mire of negative politics, that schmutz. You see, you have a legitimate machlokes. And they were claiming that Egel v'Egel, divrei Elokim chayim. I am right, and you are right. And each one wasn't going to give. So the best that we can do is understand where each one is coming from, and for the sake and the purpose of our context here, to show you how Eretz Yisrael and this business of Aliyah, whether you do go, whether you don't go, the role of Eretz Yisrael on a practical basis in the life and in the organization of our worldwide community, this is absolutely nothing new. They were living in interesting times also. The only thing I have to do for you is in this Hashem next time is try to give you Cook's insight into the thinking of Rabbi Yehuda, because surely all of us would have some difficulty now that we kind of associated it with a Sattler type of thinking. We surely have some difficulty with Rabbi Yehuda, and here is the genius of Rabbi Cook, which I have here already, to be able on page 3 and then later on page 4 to be able to fathom what he is saying on those two pages, to give you an insight into what is going on, and then for you to walk away and decide what the story is. I think if I will succeed in decoding for you what Rav Cook is saying in explanation of Rav Yehuda, and it's not politics, there's a model of perfection that he speaks about. Okay, why does Rav Yehuda want you to stay in Bavel? Because I don't want to lose a davener in my shul, lose a member? Is that his motivation? Nonsense. There is a model of human perfection, which is legitimate. And Rav Yehuda is saying you belong here, because here you'll be able to rise to perfection. And this we'll have to see in terms of this pamphlet in Yitzhak Hashem when we meet on page 3 in his Ikvei Hatzon, and on page 4 from the piece of Gemara in Brochus. And then, obviously, by extension, I will have to try to show you my readings in Vayol Moshe, in the Satmar philosophy, how he goes ahead and saw things, which should bring it back center into our attention of we're living in very interesting times. Yeah.
One point in Megillah system here. I'm not going. It's definitely it doesn't make sense what he's saying. Hmm? Let me see. I'm reading it. So
ahead, what line?
This is line line 6 Aleph.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading. Shachachomim Amru, right? Kibush Ohoretz Yimlechemetz Mitzvot.
That's why the Ramban held.
Shachachomim says. Mashomar Ramban, right?
Right.
The Ramban says, Shachachomim Amru, Kibush Ohoretz Yimlechemetz Mitzvot, right? That to conquer the land is Mitzvot Yimlechemetz Mitzvot. So he says, Zehu Kasher Lo Niyem Shubotim Laumot. When? That we are not going to be
subjugated
to Umot. If we are not going to be subject to Umot, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
when it's known, it says kibush. Why am I saying like this? Because the Rambam says kibush oretz v'mechemes mitzvah. I mean, if you're going to have to conquer the land, if you have your own land, you don't have to conquer it.
What about the days of Moshe and Yeshua? They weren't shubut v'umos, and the
question is good.
My question is the
answer is the concept of gimel shavuos. That's the next piece of Gemara. What we have to learn, these gimel nishbati yetzchem b'nos Yerushalayim, what the shavua was. When you understand those three shavuos, then you understand what the Megillas Esther is saying. This is what he is referring to. How do I know? How do I know? Okay? Because if you look in the line before, in two lines before, line four, where he refers to Sof Subastav Kufyud Aleph, Shelo Nimrod Baumot, Lalechet Lichboshet Haaretz Bechoska. Okay? Hochichu? And the proof for this is Me'apasu Kishbati Echem Benot Yerushalayim. The Dalshubal and the Drosh and the Gemara that we didn't reach is Shelo Ya'alu Yisrael Bachoma. Now what that means is the Shavua, Shelo Ya'alu Bachoma, what that means, and how we work that out in the Gemara, and what Rav Tzvi Yehuda has over here, Rav Kook, that's a separate segment. That we have to leave as a separate segment.
That's the only thing I don't understand from your interpretation about Achdus. Because it seemed to me when I read that when they talked about loli leyalu b'chama, that was what was aser. If they went up like a wall, if they had achdus and went up, that was aser. But to go up, yeah, I don't remember who.
Mm-hmm. I'll show it to you in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Gemara Sanhedrin. In Gemara Avodah Zarah. Gemara Sanhedrin.
No, I mean in this Gemara. Yeah, in this Gemara.
Okay, this is our next segment. All of this is our next.
I remember. I think it was the person that was. I think it was the Masha who said that what was also was to go up, b'chachoma, to go up as a wall, to go up in a unit. But if for one person to go, for another person to go, that was all right.
All of this in our next segment. All to show you the various perushim and what the obvious and what the not so obvious is. In Yitzhak Hashem, when we meet next time.